I'd like to welcome you all of the councillors and staff to the ordinary meeting of Lachlanshire Council, which has been, was to be held at Talbot Jail, but now has been brought back to Condobolin because of excess flood water, 26th of October 2022. And thank you very much for hanging out, because we are running a little bit late, and this is here today, which one of the projects and that sort of thing, which we could give them a bit of a look around, so you don't get these opportunities every day. But also, this month's been quite incredible month. This did go to a function with the CWA, which you'll notice in the thing there, for their 100 years of formation, and it was a good afternoon. And also been to Sydney with the joint organisation, and we've just come back from the conference at CESNOC, the local government conference, which was one of the biggest attended conferences we've had for a long time. And there was quite a few people missing. But anyway, moving along there, first of all, I'd like to please note that today's meeting, other than the confidential sessions, are being recorded and will be placed on council website. All in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Council takes all care when maintaining privacy. However, members of the public gallery and those addressing council should be aware that you may be recorded. Thank you. Who have we got doing the Northern Countries? Paul. I'll ask Councillor Phillips if he could do the Northern Council to country. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Mayor. I acknowledge that I'm meeting with you today from the lands of the Wurundjeri people. I also acknowledge the traditional custodians of the various lands on which you all work today, and pay respect to elders past and present, emerging and extended, that respect to other Aboriginal people be joining us today.
Thanks, Paul. And I'd also like to recognise that today on Zoom we've got Councillor Judy Bartholomew, hi Judy, and Elaine Bendel, Councillor Elaine Bendel for Talbot Jail. Sorry, we're not down there, Elaine. But we will get there. And Peter Harris, Councillor Harris is down on the coast and zoomed in as well. And I think that's got everybody covered that's with us today. And now moving on to apology and request for leave of absence. And we've got
Councillor Carter. This is the third meeting for his original request for leave of absence. And Councillor Rees indicated that she'd be approximately 30 minutes late due to a work commitment, but she will be here.
So we've only basically Councillor Carter. Someone like to move it there?
Yeah, I'll move that.
Councillor Carter's
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, he's in. Right, move. He's definitely got it in, Mayor. He's definitely got it in.
Yeah.
And sorry, can I just ask a question on the leave of absence? Yeah. So is this the third month?
Yep.
And then next month,
this will be the fourth meeting since Councillor Carter has attended.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we've got a move and a second for the Councillor Carter's leave of absence or an apology. All those in favour?
Aye.
As against?
I'm against.
Carried. You wanted to call it? Are you just against?
Yeah, I'm against.
Confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 28th September 22. Is that a true and correct recording of our that particular meeting?
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
No, I'll second that.
Thank you, Councillor Harris.
Is he useful?
You. Within that business paper. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
As against, that is carried. Must be something else we have missed, isn't it? Page 21. Mayoral minute, meetings and functions held in October. Would someone like to move the recommendation?
Move that way, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, okay.
Councillor Harris, second of Councillor Brady. There's no comments to be made on the only one I'd like to mention there, which I should have mentioned earlier, was the memorial park we laid down at the Founder Park, which was very lucky we got it in. With the weather the way it was and that sort of thing, but it certainly was a good event. It only took us about 18 months to get it happen. Those in favour?
Aye.
Yep.
Those against? It's carried. Right now to page 22, 5.2, Merrill Minute flooding across the Shire. Would someone like to move that received?
Yeah, okay.
Move. Second that.
The Councillor Brady too, was it? And yeah. Councillor Harris, there's no comment on that. So, as you see, we put a media out on the Facebook and that sort of thing, letting people know.
Can I just ask one question? How many potholes we got in our Shire?
Yeah. 3,244 yesterday. 3,525 because some have been filled in. I was
so that's part of the 420,000, is it?
Right. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? That is carried. All right, now to page 23, the Merrill Minute, the Country Women's Association. Would someone like to?
I'll move it, me.
Move that. Second up.
Councillor Phillips, second to Councillor Harris. See, because just as in recognition of the CWA right across the Shire, not necessarily Condable. Might have mentioned Condable there, but right on the we have something at the front there, just recognising the 100 years of the CWA in our Shire.
So, has it been 100 years in Lochleshire? A bit after that.
My arm is 90.
Hey?
I think my arm was about 90.
Okay.
90 something. Yeah, but it's just basically the WA. Yeah. So
the organisation's 100 years.
As an organisation, I think that's what we're trying to recognise.
South Wales one.
Yeah. Okay. That's because Simmons and DePaul is also celebrating 100 years this year, too.
What's that again?
It's operation. Simmons and DePaul. 100 years of its operation and lift shops and satellite. Yeah. So it's.
Yeah.
There's quite a few coming up this year.
Yeah.
Anyway. Agnes Burns coming up 100.
Yeah, no. That one.
Yeah.
All right, but just back onto the minute there about the Catherine Rich patient. We're all happy with that.
Yeah.
Those in favour?
All right.
Yep.
Those against? Carried. Yeah. Oh, this is what I was looking for. Public forum on page 25. No. Okay. Didn't arrive. All right, number seven, disclosure of interest. I think I've got one disclosure of interest put in there, which is Melissa Blewett, page 93. Yeah, is it? Page 71. Now the Willow Bend Sports Centre. Is my brother-in-law. Anyone else got any disclosure of interest in the business paper? It's not.
I couldn't see any.
Couldn't see anything there. But we don't need a mover for that, do we? No. All right, moving along to 5. Read and note.
Move the recommendation, except for item 8.4.
I've got a few that I want to question.
And I'd like to ask a question too on 8.10.
Right. You got to know that's a criminal matter.
Okay.
Making sure the general manager's got a note of which ones we want to.
Oh, yeah, I need to know the report numbers, Councillor. Oh.
Okay, 8.1 on the honour on board, page 22. How are we going with?
Oh, we just need to know the report numbers. So the reports you want to pull out. 8.2 is one report, is it?
8.2, yeah, one.
Yeah.
You got another one?
So an inquiry on how the tree removal of the in front of the solicitor's office.
So that's same report, is it? 8.2.
No, it's another report. I didn't actually put its number down.
Should be active resolutions. Oh yes, 8.2.
8.2.
Well, 8.2, I think.
Yep.
Also, the lead light program. On page 96, it's also on 8.2. He has a hell of a lot. Can I ask the questions on it now?
No, we're waiting.
Is that not in that report, is it?
No, that's not in the read and note reports. That'll come later.
Okay, I'll put it within that.
You got those two? Yeah, Peter?
Yeah. I want to ask a question in 8.10.
Yep. 10.
Yep. And
Peter?
Yeah, 8.4, Mr. Mayor.
Right. And Elaine, did you have any?
I'll put it some more.
What?
Okay.
So would someone like to move that those?
I've got a few more to ask, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they in the read and note sections though?
The read and note, because
I'll move the read and note with the exceptions of we need to pull out 8.2, 8.4, and 8.10.
8.11.
8.11 as well. I'm happy to move all those.
And the rest of okay? 8.11.
And the rest then are read and note. Move.
And then 14.1.
We've got to deal with 8.1 first.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then 14.1, if that's possible.
Got it. So we've got to deal with 8.1 first. That's
8.21.
I'll move it for report 8.1, investments.
Councillor Harris, you move that?
I'll move that way.
Seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Brady?
Seconder. Yep. So, councillors, just to be clear, Councillor Harris is only moving report 8.1. We need to deal with that, and then we'll deal with report 8.2. Then we can deal with the others as they come through. We can only move a block between the reports that you want pulled out. Not.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That. Yeah. Right.
Not the whole lot.
You can move the whole lot, but
yeah. Well,
one you wanted to note.
Yeah.
We can only move the ones before that.
Okay.
You're able to move report 8.5 to 8.9 as a block. Yeah.
So at the moment, Councillor Harris has moved 8.1 and but Councillor Brown has seconded it.
That's right.
And the other one is 8.2.
No comment on the investments?
No.
All right. All those in favour?
All right.
It's carried. Right, and now 8.2 to be able to speak on, we just need to move in a seconder.
Move it.
For Councillor Phillips. Seconder.
That's I'll move it that way.
I've got Councillor Morton with a seconder. And the first part, Councillor Brady, which one do you want to?
Well, it's on the honour board. I've asked, to be. It seems that it never seems to have a place when it comes to having any funding for it. And if we don't soon do some funding for it, people who are going to honour will all be dead. And even the, So I just wanted to know, have we had any consultation? Because in the report it says we are going to try and have consultation who might be able to give things and so forth. Has that happened? Has any of this happened, or is it just being left in limbo?
I think, John, you got a comment there.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. No, the consultation hasn't happened. We've been looking for the funding sources to become available where we can start that work.
John, how much money do we need as a fund?
I believe we had in the order of 10,000 to 15,000 is what we were looking at.
Right. So some of these grants that were floating around should have been able to be looked into and get funded for it. It's not a massive amount of money we're looking at.
General Manager is going to make comment first.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. It was put forward to Council as a potential project for Stronger Country Communities Fund Round 3,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't supported at that stage. It wasn't resubmitted for Rounds 4 or 5.
Again, I was told it was going to be submitted until they could get funding for it. So that's what I'm getting at. It doesn't seem to be something that anyone's too worried about doing. I'm just finding, we're going to have a lot of people who should be recognised who are not going to get recognised and just be all be forgotten about. We have enough of that happening all the time. Tear down old buildings, tear down and forget people after they have either died or moved on. And yet the contribution they might have given to the Shire, it's just totally forgotten. And that's why I brought up we have an honour board.
All right. So you want to comment further on that, John?
No, it remains an active resolution as a active resolution for council to fund, and it can be raised at any time as a suggestion when it be included. It's been up once and wasn't supported. the last two programs were oversubscribed, and that's why we didn't put additional projects forward.
But there's still an active resolution, I think.
Yeah, I know.
And just
it will die of activity.
What's your next one?
The tree removal in Baffert Street in front of the solicitor's office. I just want to know, have we did it? Is it happening?
Today.
Hey, is it? You're removing those horrible palm trees, eh?
Literally happening today, yeah.
And the other tree, are we going to remove as well and place somewhere else? That's sort of in the report as well.
The recommendation that was supported by council was that that other tree be retained.
Yeah, okay. How are we going to make sure we don't damage the footpath and so forth by that tree? Are we going to put guards and fill stuff in or what? Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Okay, right. That's all I want.
But you got any others?
The other one was on the lead light program with Essential Energy. Since Essential Energy wants us to
the later report, so
later report. I'll bring it up later. Yeah.
Any other questions on active resolutions?
So what numbers we're up to there?
We're still on active resolutions.
Yeah, I have an active also 8/11.
8/11. Why don't we get to that? Yeah.
Well, the council's got any questions?
No, there's no other questions on the active resolutions, is it? No, that's it. So we need a mover for that.
We've got a mover and a seconder.
Right. All those in favour?
Yep.
Those against? That's carried. What's it? Three do we go for?
It should be good.
All right. Right. We need a mover for 8.3, which is the annual arts.
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
I'll second that.
I'd move Councillor Brady, seconded Councillor Harris.
Yep. And, I just also just want to make one comment. We used to have a councillor also as a delegate to these things. We don't seem to have a councillor any longer to Arts Out West Siders.
I'll just get the general manager to comment on that one.
The delegates are appointed in January when council considered the list, and at that time council resolved to appoint council's representative and Robin Ryan as an alternate, and they were the only delegates that council chose to appoint at that meeting.
Yep, okay, that's all right. Because we used to have a councillor as a rep. That's okay.
So when it comes around,
Councillor Brady wanting to be the rep on there, or can we put him on there if he wants?
I'm just inquiring because we used to have a councillor as a rep every going to Arts Out West, and besides an office person as well.
Yeah.
So I just thought, well, we're only getting reports from Heather in Arts Out West, but I just thought, well, maybe we should also have a councillor there. It would just show support to Arts Out West that we are supporting them.
Am I right saying that we decided not to have a councillor? And we just we're relying now on Heather and Robert.
Yeah. Okay.
Could Councillor Brady go along, though?
I'm not really.
I'm just, well.
I'm just interested because.
Just nailed him. He just.
I can go to another. Yeah. Or, I go to
right. Yeah, there's no other further comments on the Arts Out. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, yeah, those carried. What are we going now?
8.4.
Move 8.4, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Harris. Picking up.
Yeah, I'll stick it there.
Brady, electrical assets defects. Any comments?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Harris.
Thank you.
Comment.
Thank you, Councillor Harris.
It's definitely more just a comment rather than exactly a question. But to me, it's extremely disappointing reading through this report about what Essential Energy is actually. Excuse the pun, but essentially doing to us. There seems to be another little classic example of cost shifting, that they're looking at all their assets and trying to find a way of finding someone else to help repair the network for them at someone else's cost. And to me, that's the way I'll be happy to be staying corrected, but that's what I'm reading into this report. And it's worrying that maybe we're just letting this slide by to a certain extent. That maybe we should be kicking up a little bit more fuss about it towards Essential Energy is what they're doing. I don't know what the long-term costs will actually end up being. And from reading the report, I understand that we're really unsure of that at the moment anyway, until we get notification about all the various defects through the network. So at this stage, it's open-ended. But, I'm just very concerned about that, what is actually happening inside and embedded inside this report from Essential Energy. We've got enough costs been thrust upon us, and at the end of the day, this is another cost that will eventually be pushed back onto ratepayers indirectly. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harrison. I think the General Manager might make a comment, and I might make one after.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I share Councillor Harris's concerns, and I'm pretty sure the Director of Infrastructure does also. I'm sure if it's included in the report from memory or not, but one of the first notifications we got was we allowed Essential Energy to do the repair, which was on a crossarm out of the airport, Adrian, and we received a bill for $5,000. So we've decided that it's probably in our interest to get some quotes. It's not a new responsibility. It's one that we've traditionally had, but one that council didn't action, and Essential Energy just did the work on these private power lines and wore the costs. But they've obviously decided that they're going to operate on a more cost recovery basis and gone to this notice. I think the advocacy we need to make will be to our local members over the next couple of months as we go into the election cycle, and making them aware about the increasing costs. But at the end of the day, I'm fairly sure it falls back to council as our responsibility legally.
Can I just,
Councillor Brady?
A bit like you've been saying, it sounds like a bit of a cost shifting over to local government, and it's a bit like our Red Fleet and everything else. It seems to be everything's getting shifted over to local government too. And I just thought, when is it going to happen that all the power poles in the town with all the lights, we're going to be told, well, when the lights are going to be replaced, that's all going to be a cost to us. Well, it is. Then repairing them, going back, doing... And we once went in tangent with, the county council originally, in putting up all this stuff, but now it's coming back to bite us. I think it's... Yeah. So that was part of what I was saying about the lead lighting program. We put the lead lighting program in to cut the amount of electricity and to cut back the amount of replacements. Then what's it going to cost us again after that? It seems like what we keep getting bitten all the time.
Yeah, I think that, as the general manager said, it's nearly a political issue, but also...
it's a political.
With the country energy... With the energy supply, Essential Energy, and that sort of thing, we do have a Zoom meeting coming up soon, I think, with the particular gentleman, and an issue I think we need to bring up.
Luke Jenner and Garrett.
It seems like Essential Energy just did this decision without actually informing people they were going to do it. Is that right? Well, they just wrote a letter saying, okay, it's fixed, it's going to cost you.
That's basically what's happened. So we need to just follow it up as well, which we will do, and also on the political scene too. Because it's not a bad time to do it. Next year, election coming up.
I'll just make another comment.
Yep, the general manager will make a comment. Thank you.
The situation isn't just limited to these affected private power lines. Essential Energy have also started billing councils, and our joint organisation is advocating very hard on this issue for unaccounted for energy. Across the 11 local government areas making up the Central West New South Wales JO, they've identified that there's about $300,000 to $350,000 in charges being levelled against the councils for unaccounted for energy or energy losses within the Essential Energy network. So we're not just being billed for the power that passes through our meter, we're also sharing in the cost of energy that's not being recovered. Not dissimilar to unaccounted for water, but we can't charge for unaccounted for water.
So how can they charge you for something that they can't account for?
That's why the JO is helping us get answers to those questions.
Nearly you're going to have something needed.
I think all the questions you're asking have been followed up.
I know, but it just seems, you know, like we've done so much with Central West County Council, then become Central, whatever you call it. So, and you know, all the power poles and all the work we did over at the SRA ground, all that sort of stuff, is it just going to come back to bite us now? In every time we wanted something fixed, we've got to either go out to a private contractor to get a quote or Essential Energy. Once Essential Energy just did it.
I think, you know, that's what we've got to follow up on. So, right, we'll see you again. All right.
Hang on, Johnny. Can we?
Councillor Phillips.
Greg just made note of paying for private facilities which are posts and lines going across SRA Hall or wherever. How do you define private? Like, who owns the ones running along the country road or over my property? Like, is that mine? I own that. Am I responsibility for that power line running across my property and poles? I just can't work out this word private when we've got no equity into it whatsoever.
It's a question that I can't confidently answer.
That's true.
But as I understand it, it's the low voltage service that runs from the transformer to your property. So a farmer, for instance, who might have a high voltage transmission line to the front gate and then half a dozen power poles in their property running their service down to their house, that's their private line. Now, whether they choose to recoup those costs from private property owners versus organisations like council remains to be seen. But certainly where we've got those low voltage services running into our airport or into the SRA grounds or to our water or sewer treatment plants, they're choosing to now put the defect notice on us. You've got anything to add to that?
That's right.
Fair enough. Thank you, Greg, but there's a lot of properties that all these poles running through the supply power to certain towns too. So that'd worry me if I had 20 poles on my property. Anyway, thank you, Greg, Mr. Mayor.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry if this question's in any way out of the ordinary. With the SRA grounds defects, like, is that upgrade not in any of the stuff, like any of the grants that we've got to upgrade over there? Like, we just not long ago decided on to spend money over there. So is that defect not included in that upgrade or not?
Can I respond to that?
Thanks, Adrian.
Mr. Mayor, the funding to rectify the defects over at the SRA are primarily to the east of where the pavilion is located. And a lot of these defects that we're getting are to the west, more closer to Pat Timmins and the race course. So, so essentially that's right, yeah.
Right. So if we want to employ, we can't employ a local electrician to fix this, or we got to go out of town to Wagga and Dubbo to get somebody.
License one or license two.
Yeah, I'll just ask Adrian, might qualify that one.
The report outlines that we're using local electricians where we can, but there are certain works that the local electricians are not qualified to do and we must go out of town or use Essential Energy to do that.
We look at that pretty seriously. Yeah. All right, there's no questions. All those in favour of that report?
Yes.
Aye.
That's against, that is carried. All right, what we need, can we do?
Do a block from 8.5 to 8.9.
Let's move that question.
I'll move it.
Councillor
Mortimer.
Councillor Mortimer.
Those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
That's carried. Right now, can I remove it for 8.10? Roadworks monthly.
Move that way, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Second up.
Second up.
Someone got a question? Councillor Blewett.
I don't know whether it's a question or more of a comment. Now that we've been declared like a natural disaster area for the local government area, what are the chances of us actually getting a floodproof road?
Mm-hmm.
One, throughout the Shire, so we can all be connected and not cut off into separate pockets.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. It's difficult to define what floodproofing is. After the 2016 flood, there was a fair bit of investigation done on the weaknesses within the road network, and we've got designs sitting on the shelf waiting for funding to improve the flood resilience of the area or the whole road network. So there is a current funding stream
that's been announced by the state government to assist councils to improve their flood resilience or natural disaster resilience. And it's for, it's responding to certain natural disaster events, which includes the flooding which occurred earlier this year, the bushfires and flooding last year in a number of local government areas. So we're looking at applying for that grant funding for those weaknesses in our road network to improve our resilience. But we're just working through how much funding we need to apply for that. To have a flood-proof road is very difficult. Every flood's different, and everything comes at a cost. But we can try and create more resilient roads that are passable in more water. And that's what we're trying to do with the Murray and the Smyth works right now. So does that answer your question, Councillor?
That's fine. I've got it. Can I have a follow-up question?
Yeah, while you're hot.
Sort of a follow-up question to that. Like, I can appreciate what we're trying to do and how much money that we're restricted with. But what about our unsealed roads? Like, is there any chance of getting some money to improve some of those? Because I'm telling you now, some of the roads in our shire are impassable. So I'm just hoping that we can get some money to maybe improve any of those roads, like major ones that are used during the flood, like in and out of town or something. I'm just at a loss. Like, our roads are now near impassable, and it's going to cost council a lot of money to get them back to even normal standard, let alone flood-proofed or getting through in a flood. So is there any funding available for unsealed roads?
I was great to respond to that because there's been a fair bit of talk about the last couple of days.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Following up on what Adrian said and the Director said, and in response to your second question, the short answer is no. The declaration of natural disaster funding under the federal legislation, which is where the money comes from, restricts us to repairing like for like. There is a lot of discussion going on at the state level at the moment. It was talked about at the conference over the last couple of days about betterment works to try and prevent future recurrences of loss of infrastructure, but that's predominantly around bridges and culverts, not so much road pavements. So having been declared, and once we can get out and see the extent of the damage to our road network, we'll prepare a natural disaster claim and look to at least bring the road back to the conditions that they were in prior to the flood had been occurring. But there's no extra money through that to improve them further still. As far as funding goes for roads programs that we might be able to access, we're restricted to the programs that we've been applying for recently, which is fixing local roads, fixing country roads, heavy vehicle safety and productivity programs, the local road and community infrastructure grants, those types of areas. I don't think there's any more. And given the federal budget last night and the potential change of the upcoming state government election, I don't think we'll see any additional grant opportunities coming in the near future.
Yeah, I think I'll just make one comment there. Like, there was an announcement made yesterday by Sam Faraway, either $50 million to the councils to fix potholes.
That doesn't equate to much for each council, though.
No. Well, it works out on a kilometre of road you've got in your council, and that's certainly. But as he said yesterday too, that is just a start. Yeah, you've got to start somewhere. You've got to make an announcement somewhere along the line, and this problem might be bigger than Ben Hur before it's finished. Because we don't really know. We know there's a lot of holes and everything out there, but the water's still there. So we can't do anything if it dries out, simple as that. Anyone else have comments on the 8.10? If not, all those in favour?
Yep.
Those against? That's carried. Right now, we're going to do 8.11. Delivery program and operational plan progress report on 30th June 22.
Move over, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Harris, thank you very kindly. Second up.
Second up, Mayor.
Now, Councillor Bartholomew. No comments on that? On the delivery, any comments?
Yeah, well, I just want to make a comment on the community garden projects. How many have we got going in our community? And have we got any going in condo or lake or wherever? As you know, we've got a whole big block of land in there where the old bowling club was. We've got to make a big community garden there. So, you know, are we actually doing anything about it, or is it just another thing in the resolutions?
I'll get the general manager to quantify that for a start.
Page
62. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Again, the short answer of Councillor Brady is no. As the description says, they're community gardens, and we're not being overrun by requests for people to establish them. We have provision for a community garden that could be established at the former soil conservation building that we now own, and there was talk with the men's shed at the time about establishing a garden at that facility. But as you know, their membership's declined, and that hasn't transpired. It's not a project that we've got the resources to deliver ourselves. At Lake Angelico, there had also been talk about the prospect of establishing a community garden around the old around the water tower, the old water treatment plant site, on the Crown land just to the south of that site, in a part of the grounds at the swimming pool that had been unused. These have all been potential items for discussion, but they haven't progressed to being developed applications and requests for assistance from council to develop them. So we don't have any current projects in place.
No, I just, you know, it's there, and because a lot of towns that do have community gardens, a lot of places where, as you said, you've got to have somebody who's interested in doing it. I just thought, you know, it's on the there to be done. I just like to know, you know, if there any way that we can maybe get interested in doing it, because some parts of it could beautify the area or even make grow vegetables or grow something. Times are going to get tough. They might have to grow vegetables. Something like
that. You wouldn't know. Yeah. You just need a driver.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need the idea. It's there, and I just wondered if anything was happening. Yep.
Yeah, my apologies, and I'm shaking a little bit here at the suggestion, simply because I've made mention before, we've got 26 vacancies in the staff, and we are flat out trying to deliver what we're delivering, and this would just be another project that we couldn't take on and progress at this time. We've made provision for the opportunity when we've got a community member that wants to come along, but we can't take it on as the driver at this time.
You know someone out there? Mentioning their pinky. All right. Any other?
I've got enough in my own garden.
Any other delivery program? Anything else? If not, all those in favour? Those against? Carried. Right. Now moving on to General Manager Report. And the General Manager Report's got nil, so we've got nothing to move there. We're done, Greg. Now, 1.2, Corporate and Community Services donations.
I'll move that, just a minute.
Councillor,
I'll second it.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Right, okay. Aaron, as written there, I think. I'm just going to get to it first. I think we've got, three. That's three.
Well, only one donation to make a decision on. The other two, Mr. Mayor, are read notes.
Yep. It's the 500 for Tottenham.
Yeah, the Tottenham. Yeah, the Tottenham.
I'll move. We do that,
which is what we normally do anyway.
Yeah, we do it anyway.
Move, Councillor.
We've got to move in separate.
Oh, there's a second one.
Yeah,
we're not doing them separate. I've only got the one to do. Right. No further comment on that one. Over.
All right.
As against, that is carried. Now to 9.22 updates on budget 2022-23 rebates and additional. Grant funded project, or someone like to move the recommendation?
Move the recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Second art.
Yeah.
Okay, Councillor Brady. Right. Any comments on the refund, on the additional funded project, etc.? You got anything as written, Karen?
As written, thanks.
That's right. Any comments from councillors?
No, we haven't been able to spend it, so we've got to rebate it, haven't we?
That's right. Things are, it's not going to happen in 5 seconds.
Not going to get rid of the 12 million.
We'll get it. We'll give us time. Those in favour?
Yes.
As against, it's carried. Now we go to... Thank you, Sharon. Short and sweet. Right, 9.3, page 69.
Move it, Mayor.
Second it.
Moved Councillor Phillips, seconded Councillor Harris. The Fiddling Projects monthly update for October, November. Any comments?
Well, the district museum, I guess it's still going along, bobbling along.
Look, I think John would love to give you an update.
That's...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As outlined in the report, we've been able to see approval from the committee.
The wrong one, sorry.
Variation that they wanted for the design, which we're able to accommodate. So we'll see. We've already written the grant body to seek approval to the variation, and we're looking at obtaining quotes to start the work.
That's finally happened, John.
Like that.
Look at that. That's historic, this decision.
We've got to go back and do the variation, so don't hold your breath.
Still could be historic.
Johnny?
Councillor Phillips?
Johnny, just DAs 38 and 39, are they the one proprietor, or are they two separate proprietors? Same type of building, same.
I think you might be wrong report, mate.
Next report.
Oh.
Still on update to the trip.
Okay. Can I ask also on the on the work step back? I see nothing is happening, and I suppose we're still in arbitration, huh? It'll start to cost us money because interest is going up, isn't it?
We're on a fixed interest rate.
Fixed interest for this as well, because it's...
That's not going up.
It's actually making us money because the money's invested at the moment.
Money's gone nowhere.
We need further advance.
The contractor was requested by the arbitrator to provide information on the costs. Last Friday, the contractor requested an additional 3-week extension. Sorry, the Friday before. We objected to that request and asked for the details of why it was necessary, given they'd already had 5 weeks to provide their cost information, and we've had no response. Once we receive the detail of their cost claim, we will then have 3 weeks to make our submission on why it's not appropriate.
They won't be starting before Christmas, by the sound of it.
No. Not easy.
Hey?
Not easy.
Nah.
And some of these discussions probably could be enclosed.
But just a general.
Yep. All right. Those in favour of that report?
Yes.
And I'll forget Officer Rees. Welcome to the meeting too.
I've been here for a bit.
I didn't probably. All right, moving on to the next report, which is 9.3.2, development of other chain. I'd like to move the recommendation.
Do that, John.
Phillips, second that.
I'll second it.
Any comments on the development data?
Yeah, Johnny, just a question I asked earlier. DA 38 and DA 39, are they the same proprietor, or are they two different individuals? Because it looks like it reads the same type of unmanned stations.
John.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I would have to take a question on notice to review that, but I believe it is two separate.
Yeah.
The same place, are they?
The one's in Lake
Michigan. One's in Conda. So where's the one in Conda? Going to be at 90 Melrose Street.
Opposite the sawmill.
And who's building that?
I'd have to take that question on notice.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you, Mayor.
No other further question on the development. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Yes, it's carried. 9.3.3, page 77, draft Mid-Lachlan Regional Economic Development.
Move the recommendation, Mr.
Councillor Harris. Second up.
Hello.
Mr. Phillips.
Jeez, you moved a fair bit here, man.
Any comments on that? On the strategy, which is fairly in depth, actually.
Well, we don't get mentioned, do we? Virtually, we're left out of this.
It's to do with the energy zones.
Not
in the energy zone.
Not in the energy zone. And we're probably not going to be at any zone by the look of everything. We're called Mid-Lachlan, are we? We're in the Mid-Lachlan area?
Yep.
Yeah. And And this is just another way of just leaving us out of it again. And how are we going to get bigger when we're going to be left out of it? And when they even put in Upper Lachlan, and they don't know the difference between Upper Lachlan and Lachlan Shire.
Well, the only thing is...
Who writes these things? Eh?
Well, it comes back from out of the department. And the thing is like in review there, we're making submissions back. So if you're an organisation, it's also following it up as well. And, yeah, like to where we are, because, you know, look, we've been a few discussions lately about this Mid-Lachlan regional development, the zones, and it's getting the right ear to let people know that we're out here. You want to make a comment, Greg, at all?
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. So there is the draft regional economic development strategy being released. I feel John's done a particularly good job in preparing our submission.
So do I.
This is the second opportunity we've had to provide input to the review. We've actively participated in the process. Today on our little road trip that delayed us in getting to the meeting, I raised some of these issues with the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Regional New South Wales, who are ultimately responsible for the review. And we'll continue to advocate that the data and the priorities for our shire need to be better reflected in the documents.
So, like having people like that out here today, it's, you know, like it's good communication and actually seeing with their eyes to what, you know, where we're at. So we've just got to keep it up and just keep knocking on the door.
Yeah, you know, we're west of the Newdall and we get forgotten about. So and this just reinforces that you know, we're left out of it. If you're in Orange Parks or Corps, yeah, okay, but when you get that west of New York Highway, any of those.
Well, if you can live long,
forgotten about.
If you can live long enough, you might find something might change, because yeah, like what's the development that's actually happening, you know, like out this way, even, yeah, you know, suggested development, that sort of thing. Yeah, you know, like there is changing times. There's no question about that. Sometimes we feel like we've been left behind, but. Yeah, it's all there, but we've just got to keep pushing it.
Yeah, but it's, and John's did a good report on it, and I'm reading it. It's a good report, but yeah, the regional economic zones and all this sort of stuff, we're left out of it completely.
Yeah.
The energy zones, the whole
thing. Yeah.
The whole thing, we're just left out of it. We don't exist, and from these energy zones, they only want all the energy to go to the East Coast. They don't want to go to out west.
Could we? All right. Any other further questions?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Can I have a comment?
You certainly can, Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think basically, once again, I'd like to commend John for the report that he's put together. I think it's a great reflection to answer the report the way it's written, the strategy itself, because I think the use of the word strategy is pretty loose in the way they've used it. I mean, what strategy actually have they got for Lachlan Shire Council? Is it the strategy to leave Lachlan completely out?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a strategy? I guess that's probably a cost-saving strategy for government to leave us completely in the dark. I mean, how can they possibly use that word strategy in relationship to Lachlan Shire? It's an absolute disgrace. And I think the response that the director has put together is fantastic. And we need to obviously follow through with this as much effort as we can and as strongly as we can, so that we can make a stance with this. It's just, you know, it's to me, it's reading through it. It was, yeah, and it's quite shameful with the strategy that they put together. Once again, another report coming out of government. You know, their transport strategies, similar sort of thing. I mean, why do we continue to get left out? I know that's just an open-ended question, but, you know, it's thankfully, you know, we've got a great response there to follow through with, and thank you to Director John to putting this together, because I think we've got some hope then, a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel once that goes back. So. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Well chosen words, because you know, like, now we've got it, it's in black and white. Like you have put a fair bit of work into this, and
you can't.
You've got the feelings of what we all do feel. So hopefully, and
so when do we get a response to our response?
I think that's called open ended too.
Yeah, I'm not. They want to not tomorrow. No, they all responses in by tomorrow from us.
If it's something to do with money, it mostly would be. Yeah, but there's actually no timeline, actually.
I think they do have one. I just don't recall when they're going to finalise it. I think it's towards the end of the year.
I think they're looking to have them finalised by Christmas time.
Yeah. Okay.
2024?
During a blackout period.
All right. So there's no further comments. All those in favour?
All right.
That's against. That's carried. All right. That's the end of your report, Scott. Now to page 84, 9.4, infrastructure service signs as remote supervision policy update. Someone like to move that recommendation?
Move the recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Harris, second it.
No, I am. Okay.
Councillor Clady, was it?
Brady.
All right. Any comments on these buff signs?
Buffs.
Happy? All right. All those in favour? Yes.
Nice.
Eric, got now to page 86. Deputations. Don't forget any of them.
No.
Notice of motions was nil. Notice of rescission motions, there was nil. And delegates report. Got one for the Central New South Wales Joe's. Board meeting, October 22. Would someone like to move the recommendation?
Move the recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Harris, and I think Councillor Bartholomew. Oh, no, Councillor Rees.
You're here. We can prove you're here.
Councillor, right name, which is good. Right. We've got the reports. The report was in attachment, so that the meeting. If there's no questions. All right, to all those in favour?
All right.
Those against, it's carried. Now, correspondence on page 88. Want to move the recommendation, please?
I'll second it.
Councillor Phillips and Councillor Mortimer. Second it. All right. We need to report in it.
The only one that would like to it's the rest of them are really just for information.
Oh, then about the number 11 there, Ag.
Yeah, Mrs. Burke. Agnes is Burke now.
Coming up, which is next one?
Yeah, on the 26th.
Yeah.
Actually, our birthday's the 22nd, but they're having a party on the 26th.
You want to make comment about that?
Here, I thought it might be appropriate if we just send a letter of congratulations from the mayor. We could send a bunch of flowers if council wished to.
I think so.
More than that.
I move to send a bunch of flowers. I think reaching 100th birthday is a fairly significant milestone.
What are we saying?
She might be our first resident to receive a letter from the king, not the queen.
Not yet. She hasn't got it. She hasn't got it yet.
bit of change that might have caused.
There could.
I'd like to move. We send some flowers as well.
In the 100.
Yeah. Councillor Rees, second up, Councillor Mortimer. That we send a letter and a bunch of flowers to Mrs. Burns.
Bagus.
And I think what the other thing, I'll, if I'm around and that sort of thing, I might try and make sure I go and say hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
All those in favour?
I've got the job of everything.
Against. So nothing else in there. Most of it's information.
It's for information.
Yeah, for information. All those in favour of that as correspondents?
Okay.
Yes.
That's carried. Right. Do you want to have a little break before we go into closed session or do you want to go straight into it?
My iPad's frozen.
They haven't.
Right. I think we might just have a 5-minute break.
You want to do?
Oh, just 5 minutes before we do. Can someone move us into closed session? No.
Yeah, I'll move.
We go.
They're going to.
What about 15 and
16?
Questions with notice. There's none, but just.
No, but we've got to go through it. Questions without notice being given. think it was Mill, petitions. Mill. So now how are we looking at the closed session? Would someone like to move us into closed session?
Yeah, well, did that.
Councillor Lewitt and Councillor Mortimer.
Thank you.
Right. She's sending flowers and everything. It's all good.
They're on it.
All those in favour? The recommendations come out of the closed session, and the first one was 17.1 operations of cafe in the new Lachlan Visitors Information Centre. The recommendation was moved by Councillor Harris and seconded by Councillor Bendall, and that one, the Director of Environment, Tourism and Economic Development Report number R22-2161 be received and noted. Two, the Council invite expressions of interest from local cafe proprietors to lease the cafe within the new Visitors Information Centre. And three, if no expressions of interest are received, further expressions of interest be invited from the other interested parties, or a further report be presented to Council outlining the expressions of interest and received and recommending a preferred lessee of the cafe in the new Auckland Visitors Information Centre, and that was carried. Next report, which is 17.2, the Cyber Security Action Plan Update to Council. The recommendation was moved by Councillor Harrison, seconded by Councillor Mortimer, that one, the Director of Corporate and Community Services report number R22-326 be received and noted, and that was carried. The next report, 17.3, the replacement of articulated motor grader Q2022-15. The recommendation was moved by Councillor Harrison, seconded by Councillor Phillips, that one, the Director of Environment, Tourism and Economic Development report number R22-327 be received and noted. Two, the Council purchased one new Caterpillar 150 grader from West Track Proprietary Limited for $562,358.71. Trade fleet number 6004 for $181,500 with a changeover price of $380,858.71, and that was carried. And 17.4, Community Recycling Centre Program Education Funding Deed. The recommendation was moved by Councillor Phillips and seconded by Councillor Bartholomew. The one, the Director of Environment, Tourism and Economic Development report number R22-341 be received and noted. Two, the Mayor and the General Manager be authorised to sign the Community Recycling Centre Education Funding Deed and fix the Council seal, and that was carried. The next report, 17.5, the collection and disposal of used motor oil net waste regional contract. The recommendation was moved by Councillor Harrison, seconded by Councillor Phillips, that one, the Director of Environment, Tourism and Economic Development report number R22-342 be received and noted, and two, Council accepted the option to extend the contract with Cleanaway dated the 28th of July 2020 for 12 months, ending the 23rd of September 2023. Three, the Mayor and the General Manager be authorised to sign the contract documents and affix the Council seal, and that was carried. And the next report, 17.6, tender 2022-9 management contractor for the Riverview Caravan Park negotiations outcome. And the recommendation was moved by Councillor Harris, seconded by Councillor Mortimer, that one, the Director of Environment, Tourism and Economic Development report number R22-343 be received and noted, and two, the Council accepts the tender from Beavis and Martin and enter into a three-year contract based on the advertised contract terms other than the right for the contractor to have the first option for the future 21-year lease, and that was carried. Next report, 17.7, tender 2022-7 management contract for the Tottenham Caravan Park negotiations. And the recommendation was moved by Councillor Harris, seconded by Councillor Brady, that one, the Director of Environment, Tourism and Economic Development report number R22-344 be received and noted. Two, the Council accept the offer from Christy Ivory to manage the Tottenham Caravan Park subject to agreement of the conditions detailed in Table 1 of the report. And three, a sliding scale income percentage payment be offered as an incentive to the manager to increase promotion and improvement of the caravan park, as suggested in Table 4 of the report. And four, the general manager and the mayor be authorised to sign the contract documents and affix the Council seal, and that was carried. And 17.8, which is tender assessment of Scott Street upgrade. Recommendation was moved by Councillor Harris, seconded by Councillor Rees, that one, the Director of Infrastructure Service report number R22-347 be received and noted. Two, the Council decline all tender offers submitted in response to OFT 2022-13 Scott Street upgrade. Three, the general manager or their delegate be authorised to enter into a direct negotiation with any person with a view to entering a contract in relation to the subject of the matter of the IFT. And four, the reason for entering into the direct negotiations is that it is not expected that a further market testing will provide a more satisfactory result. And five, following the completion and direct negotiation, the Director of Infrastructure Services prepare a further report for Council's consideration, and that was carried. And 17.9, road abetment culvert insulation contract variation. The recommendation was moved by Councillor Harris and seconded by Councillor Phillips that one, the Director of Infrastructure Services report number R22-349 be received and noted. And two, the Council delegate authority to the General Manager to execute the deed of settlement and release. And that was carried. And the final report, was that the final? That was the final report. And that included a closed session. And I think that is the end of the council meeting. And the council meeting closed at 4:10. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Right up.